Rav Weinberger Shlita is not a person who enjoys hearing introductions about himself, nor is it easy to introduce him in a way that at all gives a proper perspective on the impact he continues to have on Klal Yisrael. I just want to highlight just one point that I think is often not highlighted in introductions you hear for Rav Weinberger. You hear about his ability to expose broad swaths of Klal Yisrael to Pnimius HaTorah, which he's dedicated so much time and energy to, and you hear about the wonderful Kehila Esh Kodesh and the personal Anivus and Tzidkus. But one element that I think you don't hear about that I think I have somewhat of a unique perspective on is that it used to be if someone was going into Rabbanus, so the job description was that you were going to serve at life cycle events, give a good sermon every Shabbos, if it was more of a B'nai Torah kind of Kehila, to give a nice shir. When Rav Weinberger came along, what he did was he changed the entire language of what a Rav looks to do. What a Rav looks to do nowadays, my age and younger, you find, is to create a sense of she'ifos, of wanting to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to create a sense of a person realizing that they can be better than they are, to try to inspire people to want to be as close to the Ribbono Shel Olam as they possibly can, which is not the kind of language you used to hear. And that tone has reverberated throughout, with obviously with varying degrees of success throughout the Rabbanus. But that's the goal now, and that's really something that's absolutely extraordinary. And it's obviously a great, great zuchus for us in the days of Yom Noraim, where we're trying to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the days of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, to have the person who has already brought so many people so much closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us feel a little bit closer as we head into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Such a schus for me to be here. I have many Talmidim who are Talmidim. We share many Talmidim over the years, and I have such admiration for your Rav and your Rebbe and what he's doing here. And we're neighbors, and it's chaval that we're not far at all, but it's like a different world from one little neighborhood to the next. Like, you know, in Yerushalayim, how it is, like, there'll be a shchuna. And when you hear about it in the Chutzlaritz, you think, you know, who knows what? It's Shari Chesed. The whole Shari Chesed is a few blocks. Or Kiryat Shmuel is like one block. And so Hashem spoke should help us that we should be neighbors in Yerushalayim, we should be neighbors when Mashiach comes also. So I want to talk to you just for it's a short little time. You know, Daf Ma'ariv afterwards, right? Just to share with you a machshava, a feeling that I had. I spoke to the Chevron Shul a little bit about this. A hachon of how to come into Slichus. Slichus is Sharaich Yerushalayim. We're on our way to the Kodesh Kadoshim, which is Ne'ila. Ne'im Dosu Yeraglenu. Sharach Yerushalayim, the Sfarim say that Raglenu is a lashon of hergel, of habit. And Omdos HaYiraglenu, that our habits, the things that we've become accustomed to, that we just sort of keep on going in automatic, we have to pause, we have to stop. When we come ready to Slichus, to the gates of Yerushalayim, Sharach Yerushalayim. So with what frame of mind do we enter into Yerushalayim? Do we stand by her gates? In time, Slichus, the Svarim say, is Shareich Yerushalayim, is the gate leading into Yerushalayim. What's the frame of mind? You know, there are many Ramazim that we have, many hints that we have for Elul that are very well known. The Eliyahu Rabbah brings down in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph that Elul is Rosh HaTevis Ish L'Re'ehu U'matanis L'Evyoinim. Ish l're'ehu, matanis l'avyonim, is talking about Shalach Manis, and matanis l'avyonim is talking about Purim. Ish l're'ehu, matanis l'avyonim. That's Rosh Tevis Elul. So what does Purim have to do with Elul? It's the inyan of Purim. The pashtus is, kol merachem al habriyos, merachem al avin ha'shamayim, that the ikar avodah now is to have rachmanis, to be compassionate, always, but especially now. And a person who conducts himself in that way, and is generous with people who are in need, and is especially careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah, at this time, Ish Le'Re'ehu, and Mitzvah Benam Le'Chaveru, Matan Stev'Yoyim, that person will be Zoichiz Merachim Melov Men HaShemayim. We're all looking for Schusim at this time of the year, especially. So to help and to give to others and to work on Benam Le'Chaveru, the Baruch Shalom has very big nachas when his children are helping each other. Every parent here knows that when the children are good to each other, there's no bigger nachas in the world than when the children are good to each other. And there's no greater pain than when children are not getting along and not helping and not being good to each other. So Ish L'Re'ehu Matan Stev Yoyim, the pashtus is that it's a time to focus on these things. But I want to talk to you a little bit more b'oimek of what this means. One of the mitzvahs that we have of matanis l'aniyim, one of the mitzvahs is called shikha. And you know it says in the Torah, that we just learned it recently, ki siktzor b'sadecha, ki siktzor k'tzircha b'sadecha, v'shachachta oimer b'sadeh. If you're cutting and you forget an oimer, the Mishnayis and Peyah and Gimel Per Ches talk about the Shia, but if you forget something and how you forgot it, we're not going into now, but the Balabas, the owner, forgets something in collecting, and the Torah says that the halacha is leisoshul lekachta. You're not allowed to go back and to pick it up. Lager layosam v'la'amonahiyya. You leave it for the less fortunate people, the gerim, the yisaimim, the almanis, the people that are desperately in need. You leave it for them. The Torah says this also in Parshas Kedoshim. There it says v'zacharta ki evet hayisaberes in Mitzrayim. You should remember that you're in Mitzrayim. And we understand that at the moment that the balabas, the wealthy person, turns back, he turns around and he looks at his brothers and sisters who have less than him collecting. Similar to many of the images that we've seen recently, just of our brothers and sisters in Houston and other places, putting together some, picking up some of the what's left of their homes. So the shikha, the mitzvah of shikha, is a reminder of ki evet hayisaber Mitzrayim, that it wasn't long ago that we were all in Mitzrayim, and I wasn't the owner of a plantation of a farm. We were all Jews who felt forgotten. We were all people who were, in some way, we were geirim, and we were yisaimim, and we were almanas. We were impoverished and underprivileged. So the landowner, the farmer, is taken back to that time when we didn't have all of these chilukim, these differences between one and the other. And he remembers that although right now the Galgal Achreza Boilam has put him into this place, that he's able to give, and that what he's forgotten, that in a moment of his forgetting, in a moment of his hesachadas, of his weakness, the aniyim, the poor people, were able to enjoy and to take advantage of his mistake that he made. And the Zachartik Ki'evda Yisir Ha'Satsrahim, as all the Mefarshim explained, this is the mitzvah of shikha. Let's learn more ba'oimik, very quickly, ba'oimik, what this means. The Medrash says in Rus, Yoisem imasha balabayis, oisem ha'ani, ha'ani oisem balabayis. More than the wealthy person, the balabas, more than he does for the poor person, the chesed that the poor person does for the wealthy person is even greater. Minolan, from where do we know this? So the Medrash brings from Rus. Rus says to Naomi, Shem ha'ish asher asisi mai hayayim boaz. Shem ha'ish, listen to the words, asher asisi imo, the person who I helped. Asher asisi, that's what the Medrash learns. You can learn it otherwise. The Medrash learns, Shem ha'ish asher asisi imo, the person who I helped today, his name is Boaz. And the Medrash is medayik, asher asisi imo, asher asa imi. I, the poor, Rus had, she was an almana, and she was poor. And as far as her gerus is concerned, it's a question of exactly when that happened. The Bach and his Sefer on Rus, there's a whole Arichas, and all the Bisham talk about this. When did she convert? That's not important for now. But she had all of these strikes against her. She says, Shem Ha'isha, Shira Sisi Imo, the one who I helped, the one whose life I saved, his name is Boaz. So from here, Chazal say, Yoisim Masha Balabayas, Oisim Ha'ani, Ha'ani Oisim Balabayas. What the poor person does, the chesed that he does for the Balabas, and Lamaisa, Boaz himself said, Heitav Chazdech Ha'achim in Harishan. Biti, Brucha at Lashem, right? He said, Biti, my daughter, you are blessed to Hashem. The chesed, this last chesed is even greater than the first chesed. And Chazal bring that pasuk also here, that the poor woman was gemelas chesed for the wealthy Boaz. Boaz was the wealthiest and most prominent man in Am Yisrael at that time. What's this chesed? What's the chesed? So this is the machshava that I had. I've been thinking a lot about this. When the gvir, when the balabas is collecting, and he's proud of how successful this year has been, and he has a lot to show for himself, what he's done. And then suddenly he realizes that maybe he has a hole in his basket, something is wrong, something has slipped away. He's forgotten something. That's called shikha. It's called shikha. And maybe at that moment he's able to hear Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's leaning over and whispering to his ear and saying to him, Reb Yid, Reb Gevir, you know, there are many, many things in life this past year that might have slipped out of your basket. You look at these umlalim, these rachmanis, these people, that they're scavenging for what you lost. But think for a moment of the shikha of this past year. Haven't you on some level forgotten that I'm your creator? Haven't you forgotten? Take a look at the things you've thought about, that you've said. Think about your davening this past year. Think about your learning, what it could have been, what it should have been, and how it wasn't what it could have been and what it should have been. Didn't you forget me somewhere along the way? Aren't we all in some way guilty of that? With all the fine institutions that we have built, that we have forgotten the reason that we're doing all of this. The Chazon Ish wrote in a letter, that the Ikar is to remember, L'mi ata omel, b'shvil mi ata, why are you doing all of this? Baruch Hashem, all the svarim, all the things that are necessary, all the furniture of a beautiful Beis HaMedrash. What is this for? Why do we do all of this? The Bedichever once got up, he called all the Jews together in Bedichever. They didn't know what was going on. They thought that the Rebbe knew of some, the Zohar Kodesh, that God forbid, there was some pogrom coming up. And all the Jews of Bedichever came. Bedichever was not a little village. Bedichever was as a city. And all the Jews of Bedichever came to the big Beis HaMedrash, thousands of people inside, outside. And the Bedichever had the Talal service. It was like a Tuesday in Teves or something. And the Bedichever went to the Bima, and he had the Talal service said, and he was quiet for a few minutes. Everybody was standing there afraid. And he said, Yidden, he says, Jews, don't forget that there's a Baruch Shalom. Don't forget there's a Creator. Who do you think he was talking to? These were all Jews who davened and learned and kept mitzvahs. Fine Jews. Don't forget. Maybe along the way, the Gvir, when he looks behind him and he sees he's taka forgotten, maybe he starts to remember the things that he's forgotten. Maybe he forgot his wife during this past year. Maybe he didn't think of her the way that he should have been thinking. Maybe he forgot all the kindness of his wife, how she lives every minute of her life for him and for the children. Maybe he wasn't thinking. Maybe there was a hesach hadas. Maybe there was a shikha. Maybe there was a shikha. You know, David HaMelech was the wealthiest Jew, right? He was the biggest Jew in Am Yisrael, David HaMelech. And yet, we see how he describes, how does he speak of himself? Ger anochi ba'aretz. I'm like a ger. Oni ve'evyon. Talas v'loy ish. He describes himself as a yosim ki avi ve'imi azavuni v'ashem yasveini. I don't have parents. I'm by myself, I have nothing. Of course, David HaMelech had. But at the end of the day, when he made a cheshbon and nefesh, that tzaddik, David HaMelech, made a cheshbon of, on his level, in some way, I'm also a ger. I'm also an alman. I'm also a yosem. I'm also impoverished. And you, the balabas that has so much and has this beautiful home and this big farm, and you look back and you see these people, the Achmanis, the Gerim, the Yisayim, the Almanis, that they're running around because of what's been forgotten. Think about how much over this past year you've forgotten your children. You know how many children, I'm not talking about little kids, I don't teach little kids. That's much too hard for me, that's a big chachma. But I have yeshiva bachim, and I work with a bachim. How many bachim have told me that when they come home, they want to be all the time in yeshiva Shabbos. I say, why don't you spend some time with your parents also? They come home, I say, what does it mean spend time with my parents? Shabbos, he falls asleep. When it's not Shabbos, all the time that I'm sitting at the table, he's looking at this and telling me to hold on for a minute. He's going up and down, up and down. Didn't we forget our children during the course of the year? It's so easy to blame the institutions that they're in. What about ourselves? What about their homes? Have we made our homes warm? Have we made our homes filled with elokus? Is there a feeling of the Baruch Shalom being in this house? Do the children feel the Hashras Hashchin in the house? Maybe we've forgotten our children. In other words, along the course of the year, there's a lot of shikha. There are a lot of things that fall out from our baskets. And the person feels like himself, like a ger, a yosem, an almana, like David HaMelech. That I somehow have to try to gather all these things that I've forgotten in my life. I'm not going to talk about Kedusha, the meaning of Kedusha. What does it mean, Kedusha? The things that the average eyes have seen in Tavshin Ayin Zayin. I'm not chayshed anybody here, chas v'lila, but eyes have seen inappropriate things. Things that our fathers and grandfathers never imagined that a Jew would ever look at in his life, that could ever be, never imagined that a non-Jew would ever look at. My father said when he got off the boat, when he came here after the Holocaust, it was an Erev Shabbos, he said it was the strangest thing. He said he came off the boat and he had an aunt that lived here from before the war. And that she picked him up at the port and she was the one that had the papers for him, you know, to bring him here. And my father said he came and he was in Manhattan and he never saw such a thing in his life like this. And he said, this is the strangest thing. He saw there was a poodle, a little dog walking around with a sweater. It was a little bit chilly, I don't know. It was wearing a sweater. But he saw that the women were kimat not dressed. He said, such a modern country. He says, the dogs are more tzniyistic than the... It's a strange place, America. He had heard about it, but he saw it with his own eyes. He said, it's a strange place over here. The dogs are dressed. We didn't forget who we are, that we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with the things that we look at in the office, who we talk to, how we talk, how we conduct ourselves, v'chulu v'chulu. There's plenty of shekha. So now, let's get to Purim. So what's the meaning of Purim? Ish l'rei matonis tev'yoinim matnes aniyim. Ish l'rei matonis tev'yoinim. The theme of Purim of the Megillah is HaMelech. The theme of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of these days is HaMelech. And you know that every time it says Megillah HaMelech, it's a hint to the Baruch Shalom. So the thing that we want most at this time of the year is that we should look beautiful in the eyes of the King. Right? That's why even though normally some people don't go to Shiurim, but this time of the year, a lot of people are going to Shiurim, even though they don't necessarily get up to go Daven B'tzibur. But when it comes to slichus and all these things, ad kedei kach, they'll take a chicken and wave it around the head, which is a choshev thing. I'm not making fun, I do that also. But even though normally they're not so makpid with every minhag and a little bit not so careful with what they should be careful. But now they're nervous that if chalila, what if my kaparis didn't look like he was healthy? They ask a rav a shaila, I've not had a shaila with my kaparis. I had shailas like this. So the chicken is not healthy, you're going around the whole year and you're much worse shape than the chicken. But the chicken, everybody's nervous when it comes this time of the year. Oh, what's going to be? And if I miss this thing, I miss that thing, and all the minhagim, it's a chashuva thing, and to the machzer, and all the minhagim Yisrael, and if I didn't hear this tekiah was like that, or like this. Because everybody wants to look beautiful in the eyes of the king at this time of the year. This is a serious thing. I don't have to tell you. Everybody is worried. We want to appear our best in the before the king, in the eyes of the king. So when all of the girls were coming before the king, it says Ubagia Tar Kal Naru Nar, which the Zohar Kodesh learns talks about, it means the neshama. When the neshama comes on Rosh Hashanah before the king, so Shisha Chadashim B'Shemen Hamar, Shisha Chadashim B'Psamim, B'Samruke Anoshim. So everybody puts on all the cosmetics. You know what I mean? The makeup. You think only women wear makeup? No. When a person is covering who he really is, and he's trying to conceal the emptiness of his life, and he just puts on, does something cosmetic to his life to make himself look. So he runs to do this, then I can do that, then. But the panemius is not the way it's supposed to be. So that's the meaning of Ubahagia Tar. When it came to the time, Nara Nara, each of the girls came before the king. Everybody wants to smell good and look good before the king. So the Shisha Chadashim B'Shem and Hamar, and the psalmim, the samruka anoshim, everybody's getting all made up and dressed up to look good in front of the king. To look good in front of the king, because it's Hamelech. Kivolish by ta'aretz. When you're coming before the king and you feel that you're in his presence more than ever this time of the year. So you want to look your best. There's no question about it. So how do you come? How does a Jew come to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Be'emes. What does it mean to come to Slichus? Only Esther HaMalka. Uvachain. Oval HaMelech HaShaloi Kedas. You know, it's brought down in the Torah that the reason that we say Uvachain all the time, Roshoim Kippur, right? Nadav. Uvachain Tein Pacht, Uvachain Tzadikim, Uvachain. Uvachain Tein Kovid, Uvachain, Uvachain, Uvachain. Is because Esther HaMalka is Uvachain Oval HaMelech HaShaloi Kedas. Esther HaMalka said, here I am. I'm not looking my best. I'm not faking. I'm not making believe. I'm not dipping for 6 months and all that stuff. I'm not trying to present myself anything other than what I am. And who am I? L'cha Hashem Atzdaka L'Hona Boishas Hapana. Baruch Shalom L'Hona Boishas Hapana. L'cha Hashem Atzdaka L'Hona Boishas Hapana. K'ra Hashem L'chadalim D'fak M'dlosecha. I'm an Oni. I'm Mamish an Oni. I'm impoverished. That's what Don Melch said. I'm impoverished. Gera noichi baaretz. Ki imi azavuni, avi imi, azavuni vashemi hasveini, I'm amish, I'm empty. I've forgotten who I am. I've forgotten the tachos of my life. I've forgotten that I'm a Jew, and a Jew has to look different. A Jew has to talk different. A Jewish eyes can't see things that non-Jewish eyes look at. Our ears have to listen differently. I forgot so much this past year. And when Esther Malka stands in front of HaMelech, and she's not making believe, this is who I am. Kirashim uchadalim defachnud l'sacha. No atoshiv, any reikam l'fanach. Please, then you know an amazing thing happens. The Baruch Shalom has a deep, deep love for an honest Jew, for a Jew who doesn't do the plastic surgery and the whole cosmetic makeup. The Baruch Shalom has tremendous, tremendous love. Tremendous chavivus, and the king looks at Esther and there's a chen v'chesen, and she looks so beautiful to him, not made up, but being honest. And being able to come to the king in an honest way and to admit, Melech, HaMelech, I forgot so much. There's so much shich in my life. I've forgotten the whole tachlis of my life. And I'm asking you, reach out to Shavuot HaZov and let me come into you this time of the year and enter into your palace and to talk to you and to daven to you, to try to make some corrections in my life, improvements in my life, to try to be honest, to tell you how much I believe in you, to how much I'm sorry for the things that I've done that are wrong. Uvachein oval HaMelech, Ashalaykadas. I know that I haven't followed all the rules. I know that I've fallen very, very short and that I'm far from you. And it's an amazing thing about the Rebbeinu Shalom. You say in the davening, Kizorcha kol nishkochas, Kizorcha kol nishkochas ata, Me oilam. Rebbeinu Shalom, you remember all that's forgotten. And then we say, Ve'ein, what? Ve'ein shikcha, lifne kisei kiridecha. The Baruch Shalom has a chavivus and a hava for Jews who feel that, who are able to admit that they have forgotten, and who themselves now feel, like the Ger, the Yosef and Amona, now feel that they have been forgotten. Because everybody, in some way or another, feels left behind and forgotten, chalila, by Hashem Baruch. We have so much to be grateful for, but everybody also has peklach of inyanim and tainus, how life could have been, and I wish it would have been, and so many disappointments and things that haven't worked out. And we have to make amends with Hashem Baruch and to forgive him kivyachol and for him to forgive us. And the Baruch Shalom says, I don't forget anything. Ain't shirchel if nekisei kivedech. I don't forget anything. But I especially have a love for the Jews, zaycha kol nishkachas, the Jews who feel, who admit that they have forgotten and that they feel forgotten. I have a special love for them. There's a story. You heard of the Yidda Kaddish, the Holy Jew of Peshischa. It's a pretty good thing to be called the Holy Jew. The Yid HaKadosh in Pesach. He was a Goyin HaGoyinim Tzadig Yisod Oilam, the Yid from Pesach. The Holy Jew had a grandson, rather. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. They called him the Beheshele from Parasov. He was a big Tzadig. He had thousands and thousands of Chassidim. So this Tzadig, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Parasov, it was the first night of Sukkot. And he came with a lot of Chassidim and family. They came to the sukkah. It was a whole big thing. They came to the sukkah, and Rabbi Yaakov Tziparasofer leans his head against the beam of the sukkah, and he's afraid to walk in. He's not walking in. And the oilam is already, everybody's standing outside. They don't know why. The yishpizim are waiting. It's not nice. Avma vinu to go in to the sukkah, and the tzaddik is standing outside, and they heard that he said under his breath, Adam Yisoidem Ha'ofer V'soifel Ha'ofer. But a person, we come from the dirt and we end up in the dirt. Gecheres HaNishba. Gecholom Yo'uf. The whole Nusach of Nisan HaTaykev. Adam Yisoidem Ha'ofer, and then the Tzaddik said, Rabbi Shalom, it says in Shulchan Aruch that a klecheres you're not allowed to bring into the sukkah, right? An earthenware vessel you don't bring into the sukkah because it's fashmut, it's dirty. It smells. You can't really clean it. So Adam Yisoidem Ha'ofer V'soifel Ha'ofer. So they understood that he couldn't walk in, he couldn't bring himself to walk into the sukkah. He felt that over the year, whatever he had absorbed on his level, he couldn't walk into the sukkah. And he just stood there, no ilum was standing and waiting until finally he stood up tall and he said, but the din is that klei cheres shvirosan mitaharosan, that when they're shattered and they're broken into many pieces, that's mitahar the klei cheres, that purifies the klei cheres. And then he said that and he said, let's go. And then they went into the sukkah with that feeling of tzibrach and kai, but being able to be in the presence of the Shechina, because there's Shem Shemayim is Chalal al Sukkah. So I want to give you, all of you and myself, a bracha that we should be able to feel something of that Tzibrachenkeit. I'm not talking about, God forbid, sadness or depression. Chas v'chalila. Not depression, not sadness. That's far, far, far away from Kedusha. Far away from Kedusha. I'm talking about to be honest, to come to the Rebbein Shalom with honesty. Because when we do that, then Rebbein Shalom is like HaMelech in the Megillus Esther, and HaMelech smiles. I mean, he sees a Jew standing there and saying, here I am. There's a song that I've often quoted in the shul that was from the time when I was growing up in Queens. There were two Jewish boys who were very popular musicians. And we used to tell our Rebbe that there was Shimon and Garfunkel there. He asked who we were listening to. And Paul Simon had lyrics to a song, and the song started, it had words in it that said, here I am, Lord, I'm knocking at your place of business. I know I ain't got no business here, but you said if I ever got so low I was busted, you could be trusted. That's a way to come into this time of the year. You said if I know I ain't got no business here, but you said if I ever got so low I was busted. Busted means they got me. I'm caught. You could be trusted. And we begin like that, and we can go into Slichus, and we can enter into the gates of Yerushalayim, so that by the time we Hashem, by the time we come to Ne'ilah, we're able to scream Hashem Elokim in such a way where we're able to bring down all kinds of Ashpos, all kinds of Yeshuas, Klal Yisrael needs, and for ourselves and for our families. And the biggest Yeshua of all that we're waiting for is the Gula Shav Amit, we should all be Nechtav and Nechtav, the Sifrim Shal Tzadikim, for a good and healthy year with all of Am Yisrael.